Georgia postponed its primary today over COVID-19 concerns, but Democrats in Georgia are still expecting to get their chance to weigh in on the candidates. One of those voters is a first-generation Mexican-American in Atlanta. This is her first presidential election. Roughly every 30 seconds, a Latino turns 18 and is eligible to vote in the U.S. For our project, Every 30 Seconds, here's reporter Martha Dalton at WABE in Atlanta.
Leticia Arcilla has a lot going on. When I met her for coffee a few weeks ago, she was juggling work, family, and a busy social life. Oh, and she was dealing with something else.
As of now, right now, I'm on crutches. I am doing better.
The 19-year-old home healthcare worker is on crutches because she had an accident at work. Leticia takes care of an elderly woman in her house.
I was giving her food, and I had a cup of hot tea in the other room, which is where we usually stay, and it's right next to the kitchen. So they have a rug underneath the bed, and I slipped on it, and I tore a ligament in my knee.
That led to a trip to the emergency room. Leticia got an x-ray and some naproxen. She saw a doctor who told her to follow up with an orthopedist. Then Leticia was hit with the bill, $1,300. The hospital wanted to know how she wanted to pay, cash, credit.
So then I was like, okay, is there any way I can pay in payments? And then she was like, okay, well, you could, but we also have a 75% discount on people who don't have insurance.
That brought her bill down to $350, which she was able to pay out of pocket. But the experience reinforced her support for Bernie Sanders for president. Access to healthcare is a big reason why, especially now during the coronavirus pandemic.
From my perspective as someone who just came into the adult life into the U.S., I think about how am I going to afford this, how am I going to afford that, how am I going to get an insurance that's going to cover anything in case anything ever happens.
Leticia is not just worried about herself. She has three younger siblings who are on her parents' Medicaid plan. But when they turn 18, that won't cover them anymore.
I'm going through this now. I'm an American citizen. I don't want to have to worry about my sisters when they're older, or my brother going when he's older thinking about the same exact things.
One of Leticia's sisters has epilepsy and needs good health care. Leticia says she hopes a Sanders administration would make it easier for her sister and others to get good care. In addition to Medicare for All, Sanders also says he'll place a moratorium on deportations. This is an issue Leticia's familiar with. Although she's a U.S. citizen, her parents aren't. So both of them have applied for residency.
Okay, it is currently 3:05.
That's a voice memo Leticia recorded after leaving an immigration court in Florida.
Bien, bien.
No question they were going to ask.
Al último resultó que le no va a pasar conmigo, voy a pasar yo sola, my friend.
We hear her mother telling a family member she thinks her court appearance went well and she feels a sense of relief. The family recently drove to Florida to attend this hearing.
Yeah, they're undocumented and we're currently going through a documentation process and they're trying to get their residency.
And they think this latest hearing went well. Now the family has to wait to see if the court agrees. And there's a lot at stake. If her parents are deported, Leticia could take custody of her younger siblings, including her sister with epilepsy. Voters like Leticia, that is, young and Latino, are becoming more common in Georgia. The state recently implemented automatic voter registration, which has boosted the number of young voters. There are also more than 1 million Latinos living in Georgia now, making it the state with the 10th highest Hispanic population in the U.S. Meanwhile, Leticia is looking forward to casting her ballot for Bernie Sanders in Georgia's primary election at the end of May. Even though Sanders is trailing behind Democratic rival Joe Biden, she still supports him.
I wanted Bernie to win since Hillary Clinton versus Trump.
Back then, she wasn't old enough to vote. But soon, she'll get that chance. For The World, I'm Martha Dalton in Atlanta.